Okay, our guest in London, Judaism seems to be, as some analysts have stated, the goal of Israel in terms of East Jerusalem, Al-Quds. Is that what they want, to completely Judaize Jerusalem, Al-Quds?
When we look at this part of the issue, we certainly know that the Israelis, and especially the recent Israeli government, the radical one, is really trying to Judaize the Jewish state. Their laws, the racist laws, and today they have really approved the law, they okayed the law of the citizenship, that they could take the citizenship away from any, even Palestinian who's living inside Israel, because only of supporting their fellow Palestinians. So the recent Israeli government is enforcing more laws to make this state as a Jewish state. And really it is hard to know that, or to anybody to understand how a country is being built on a religion. There is no country. There is none in the whole world that is built on a religion like Christian or Islamic country. We know that there are Islamic countries, but there are other people living within these Islamic countries with their religions, with their ethnicity. But with the Israeli case, it is very unique. They are allowing only Jewish people to be in. And part of this, there is plans of Avigdor Lieberman, the racist Israeli foreign minister, who is calling most of the time to exchange the land with the Palestinian Authority by bringing out those Palestinians living in 1948, so the settlements will stay in the West Bank and they will get rid of many of those Palestinians inside Israel. This view is showing us how racist is the recent Israeli government. There are many laws in Israeli government that showing that the whole state in Israel is going more to be in the radical side than in the leftist or in the middle even. And it would be reflected really soon on the performance of Israel when it comes to the military. And we've seen this when the war in Gaza happened, how the rabbis and how the radical rightist groups affecting on the Israeli army, and they were using the Talmud and the Torah when they were attacking Gaza. They were praying on the borders of Gaza when the rockets were falling, killing the innocents in the Gaza Strip.
And Dr. Hashwi, when you refer to resistance, obviously you cannot forget about the democratically elected government of Hamas in terms of their ideologies, which represent just that. So is that the way and the route to go, is uniting Palestinians under that, or do we have to look at the route of Hamas and Fatah moving forward with their reconciliation process in order to have one voice against Israel?
Well, first of all, let me tell you one thing, that Israel will never allow any reconciliation with Fatah and Hamas. And unfortunately, Salam Fayyad and not our president right now, Mr. Abbas, they fell over the Israeli kind of a power. So I really don't want to talk about them because I might say something that I don't want to. The only way to go is with what Hamas has been doing all along, is by to resist and to fight them, because the only way for them to understand is by resisting. And unfortunately, let me say one thing. The UN, they're busy, you know, creating international courts for criminals. And meanwhile, in Israel, the criminals are very well known. Did we yet see anybody convicted of any crime that they have done? I mean, there's no, they tell us, oh, we don't have no proof, we need to investigate. Investigate what? You know, they're laughing at us and they're laughing at the whole world, because we're sitting talking about the situation, and the only way to deal with it is again by resistance. You see, I see with every Palestinian that's being killed, I see the reborn of another Palestinian or an Arab having hate towards Israel. And I see with every demolition of every building in Palestine, I see that the Israel regime is going to come to an end very soon, and hopefully soon.
Ken O'Keefe, we appreciate it. Ken O'Keefe, last words with you. The Russell Tribunal on Palestine had some very good topics that it covered. And in reference, of course, was to the companies that do business with Israel, which you also talked about under that EU trade dealings. How can that be stopped? Because the only negotiating power seems to be that of the bulldozers when that steel comes down and breaks buildings, such as it did with the Shepherd Hotel.
Well, I believe that the only way to really solve this problem is when the power of people is fully exerted, and that those of us with conscience actually act in unison, intelligently, fearlessly. Now, we had some example of that back in May of last year on the Mavi Marmara. The people on that ship exhibited the greatest of strength and qualities that are, I think, are the example of what we need to be. We had every right to defend ourselves on that ship, as we would defend our own children. And the children of Gaza, 800,000 plus of them, are being violated in the most obscene of ways every single day. I want every American and every European to think about the bombs dropping here and think about your child wetting themselves uncontrollably, screaming in terror and running underneath the bed, crying and absolutely hopeless with no thoughts of the future. I want you to think of your child that way, because there are literally hundreds of thousands of children that way here, and it's you who's paying for it. So those of us who actually have a conscience and still have a brain that we can use, we need to act in unison. I will say, in parting, and really, I think that we are our own worst enemies so often in the anti-war movement and whatnot. We have so many games and so much politics and so much stuff that we're playing. It really is tragic. I hope that we do finally unite. I'm working on a plan with a fantastic group of people, and that plan will be announced in the next month. And in life or death, I want to see this plan happen, because I know if we carry out this plan, we will shatter the blockade of Gaza. It will be over one way or the other. And we will liberate Palestine if we as people exert our power. But that's the real question. Are we going to do it or not?
Okay. If you promise us that you reveal that plan through Press TV, we would appreciate that. But that's Ken O'Keefe. Thank you very much. Activist and former U.S. Marine there from the Gaza Strip talking there. Prior to that, Dr. Nada Hashwi, a human rights activist from Beirut with her statements, and from London, Sameh Habib, who's a journalist and founder of the Palestine Telegraph. Thank you all, and of course you, the viewer, for watching. Don't forget, any questions you may have, send us your comments or questions, newsroom@presstv.ir. From me, Kabetahoy, it's goodbye.